How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills? I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
She was a romance mystery writer.
They glommed on the fact that she writes stories like this.
There are murders in all of the books.
From Wondery, the makers of Ghost Story and Theta, this is a story about a murder that rocked my little community. Binge all episodes of Happily Never After ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yelp Browse. Hi, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. How you doing? Welcome, bougie kids.
Were you excited to see some more bougie kids action on Real Housewives of New Jersey?
You know what? It's time to put this brand to rest, okay? You cannot have three parties for the same brand within 5 weeks of this show. No. Unacceptable. No, no, no. I know she said, this is it. This is the grand finale, but no more bougie kids ever. I don't even want to see it ever. I want this thing to go bankrupt. Not because I want her to fail. It's just I don't want to have to see it or hear about it ever, ever again.
Also, I feel like it's child abuse. I mean, you've seen these clothes, right? They're fucking horrid. I mean, this is not okay. There's like that, like, oh, it's fun bougie, you know, and like some leopard print or like, I get it, but this is just terrible. These are terrible clothes. It's not only leopard print, but it's like leopard print leggings with bell bottoms made out of drapery sleeves. I don't know what the fuck she's going for, but it's literally hard to look at and it's child abuse. And I think her children should be taken away from her.
Oh, well, CPS. You don't talk about someone's children. You don't talk about CPS, Ronnie. You don't do that.
I'm not talking about the children. I'm talking about her. The children are great. It's child abuse. You're allowed to talk about child abusers. I'm not saying anything bad about the children. I'm saying things bad about the adults. What she is doing is fucking child abuse. Take away her design stick or whatever the fuck she's doing. And yes, it does need a rest because it's tired. Get it out of here. Okay, well, welcome to the Real Housewives of New Jersey recap today, everybody. We're here to recap it because that's what we do. We love it. We are doing this on video as usual. Crappens on Demand is on Patreon if you want to watch it. And tonight is Crappy Hour, which is our Instagram live show every other week, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Join us for that. It's Bravo Goss news. We also recorded a Love Island bonus. That'll be out later in the week. Super fun talk about Love Island. So if you want all that stuff, go join the Patreon, okay? And yes, it's Love Island USA because we are a show that takes place in the USA, and that's what fucking Love Island we're talking about.
Okay? Let me tell you something.
No matter what you thought of those presidential debates the other night, I'm going to tell you this much. This is the goddamn United States of America, and that's the Love Island we're talking about.
Well, July 4th is on Thursday, so maybe that's when we should drop it. Maybe we will celebrate this fine nation by dropping Love Island US of
with
A
pure
on
the
4th of July.
United Sluts of America.
That's
here we
correct.
Come, male and female, honey. Slut it up.
United Sluts of America. That is exactly right. So go check that out because Love Island USA has been amazing and it was really fun to talk about it. So today we are talking about New Jersey, obviously. So let's just dive right into it. So we start up the episode with the usual thing, like what's going on around New Jersey, you know? So we see Joe Gorga is excited. He has an officiant license because he's going to be officiating Cousin Nick's wedding. Cousin Nick, who appeared out of nowhere this season, is like... We never saw him before, but suddenly it's like, hey, Cousin Nick, we love our gay Cousin Nick. Hey, last night of pride, we're going to marry Cousin Nick. Hey, there he is. There, literally, there he is. He never was there before. There he is.
I feel like Nick was pitched as just eyebrows. I feel like they came in and they were like, you know what? We don't have enough gays on Jersey, and I've got the gayest brows we've ever seen. They're going to be the most beautiful representation of gayness and eyebrows we've ever seen on television. We're bringing in Nick. Yeah, the Gorgas are doing this whole thing where they're like, we can do it without Teresa. Who needs Teresa? We've all got our own family. And so they've been posting all on Instagram or whatever for the whole year about how this is their real family, and who needs fake family when you can have real family. And then it's always the gays, and then of course Joe's doing the pat on the back that he's, you know, so accepting of gay people, so much so that he even pats himself on the back during their actual wedding, you know, vow ceremony or whatever that he's running. So congratulations, Joe, but the only thing you have in common with a priest is an occasional blowjob. Okay, an occasional church wine drunk blowjob, so please stop.
Yeah. So anyway, Melissa and Joe and Antonio are talking about this. They're getting excited. And then we go over to the Aidens, and Olivia's like, I've got 109 in Spanish. And Jen's like, oh yeah, tell me something in Spanish, baby.
She's like, oh, the como estas bien bonitos. And she's like, that's not a word, baby. But bienvenidos is welcome. Is that what you mean? As in, you're welcome for me pushing you? And I didn't deserve to get slammed upside the head by a mountainous glass.
Yeah, mommy, that's exactly right.
So then we go over to Teresa's house, and Teresa and Louie are cleaning up the yard after the party and everything, and then Bella poops on the patio.
I'm like, oh my god, look at this, it looks like a tornado backing or something. Bella, what you doing? Oh my god, she pooped, Louie, she pooped. Can you get some paper towels, Louie?
Hi, people in New Jersey, how about let's start training our dogs?
Yeah, how about that?
No one on this show has a dog that doesn't poop all over the house. Really? Not one of you? Every scene is someone's dog shitting in the house. Every single scene. Come on.
Were the rumors that like production stopped filming for 3 weeks? Or what were the rumors after this fight? Was it that like Jen and Danielle were suspended for 3 weeks or something like that? Because it looks like the show just continued right on unless they just have very good editing.
I thought that they were suspended and they weren't allowed to come back to the show, and they were trying to scramble and figure out how to do this season without them, without two of the castmates. Wow. That's what the rumors were at the time, but it's been a long time, and obviously that didn't happen because they're just, I mean, what's the point of suspending everybody if you're just going to pretend like nothing, like no time has passed, right?
Right, exactly. So Gia comes outside to the backyard. She goes, sorry, I can't help you clean up, but I'm leaving for Michigan right now. My plane's in like an hour and a half. Okay, bye, everyone. It's like, thanks, Gia. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, give Gabriella a big hug and kiss for me, right? Blink, blink, blink.
And she's like, yeah, she was trying to call us last night, but I guess we weren't answering our phones or something. And she's like, yeah, because it was so busy last night. There was a lot going on. Did you tell a woman I had a hat?
Like, no one's shocked that adult women got physical at a party. Okay, this is Real Housewives of New Jersey. No one's shocked. But I love that Teresa is spending the whole season like, oh my god, we're gonna miss her so much. I don't even know what my life is gonna be without her. And she's not even picking up the phone so that she can be in fights. She can watch fights poorly in her backyard or whoever's backyard. Whose backyard was it?
It was Teresa's backyard, remember?
It was Teresa's backyard. The Buddha head. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Tulum and all that stuff. So Teresa's like, yeah, I missed the whole thing. You know, it's like I threw my head for like 1 second, you know? And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then we actually do it. They show a slow motion. And literally Teresa turns her head to the right like a millisecond before Jennifer shoves Danielle.
So funny. And I love it too because it's like probably the exact same defense she used in court. You know,
he turned my head for 1 second. He took my hand and started.
No, same exact thing over and over. Patterns, guys. Okay, yeah. They're not just shitty things that Danielle does to children in the neighborhood. So Tree's like, yeah, I didn't get to see who got physical. That it was who first. So I was in shock. I was in shock. Teresa, you're literally. your whole life is spent in shock. I've never seen someone. You look like you're actively being shocked by a live current half the time with the blink, 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 blink.
Whatever voltage she's getting, Louis is getting 10 times. Like, he's like, Tree.
I always wonder if Teresa sees things in slow motion because, you know, those strobe lights, how they do, they just make everything look slow motion by flashing the lights on and off really quickly.
She didn't even know fans move all this time. She has strobe light vision.
She didn't even know fans moved.
How do they make that air without even moving?
She just only sees
Louis, one. Why are you walking so slow?
She's like, come back. I'm right here, Tree.
She only sees one out of 24 frames in a movie. It's all herky-jerky to her.
It's like, remember when Indiana Jones, someone threw that ball on him, and then he was like, where'd the ball go?
Tree, that was a five-minute scene.
Her strobe setting's up really high now. Now she's beyond strobe. Now she's just at like time lapse. She's like,
plants grow so fast, don't they? You know what's so nice? I can see Louis' face, but none of the background.
He's like, whoa, now you're on portrait mode, Tree.
Hold on 1 second. She's like, oh.
Tree, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the arrow to follow the line.
Oh, Tree, you got to get out of panoramic.
She's just an iPhone. She's just iPhone photo settings.
That's the noise she makes when she does panoramic.
Tilting her head a little too far every time. Like,
That arrow is like going up and down on the line like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, how did they calibrate that stupid arrow in panoramic things the worst. Anyway? How are you like moving your phone straight across and then the arrow's like pointing straight up? Like, what the fuck? That doesn't even make any sense.
Do people still even use the panoramic function? Because like it's cool in theory, but you wind up with this wide photo that's too wide for social media. Like on social media, it's just like a line. And like where else? I guess you could look at it on your phone. But do people really use their panoramic functions anymore?
I do.
Really?
But I know. I don't ever look at the pictures because you have to like finger the pictures open.
Yeah.
And then make or squeegee them open, whatever you call it. Flick. What do you call it? Redo that?
Yeah. You like do that zoom in with your fingers. Gesture.
Yeah, and then it opens, but then you have to like move it with your finger across the screen. I don't know; it doesn't really make any sense.
It never
and also it makes everything really fisheye view, right?
Yeah, just it does. It never captures. Should I do it? Should I try to do it? A panoramic of my office right in here. I'm gonna try to do it. I'm gonna explain this process. Okay, I'm gonna do it like Teresa would. Okay, panoramic pano.
I'm already off. I'm already off with the arrow. Here we go. It says, slow down. Slow down. Come on, Louis. Slow down. It's saying slow
Come
down.
Come on, Louis.
Oh, no. The arrow is really off.
What if I want to stop doing the panoramic? I just press stop. It's shitty. Can I tell you something? It's a shitty-ass photo. No one's ever going to use this.
But yet, it's still there. It's still there, guys.
It doesn't make any sense.
So, anyway, where are we here? So, no, Teresa, she's like, yeah, we don't even know who got physical with who first. Okay, guys, Jen got physical first. Danielle was in her face. Jen started it, but Danielle went too far. I mean, smashing a glass. I mean, even though it's plastic, it's just too much. Like, grow the fuck up, both of you. Grow the fuck up. So, I guess it's still like we're in kindergarten, though. Like, who did it first?
Mm-hmm.
They're both idiots. Okay?
Both idiots.
Can we just start there? Let's just start with they're both idiots.
No lies detected. So now we go over to Margaret's house, and Margaret's watching Joe clean the pool. And she's like, oh, my God, look at you. The cutest pool man ever. Oh, my God. Look, thank God it's all coming together. This looks fabulous. Joe. Why aren't you wearing your seafoam shirt? You're cleaning a pool. You should wear seafoam when you're near the pool. Joe. God. Doesn't listen to anything.
She's like, yeah, we've lived in this house for 7 years. We've literally redone every square inch of this house. Take a look at it. A pattern on top of a pattern on top of an animal pattern on top of a made-up animal pattern on top of a marble on top of a granite on top of a stone on top of a linoleum on top of a bordello on top of a mall on top of a flower on top of a brick.
We've mixed so many things in here. We're almost done. It's like, please finish. Please just stop. What are you doing? And she says, Rome wasn't built in a day. It was burnt down in a week. You know what I mean? People forget that part.
Okay, wait. I just want to tell you, Joe, I called the doctor. The test results are not going to be back till Monday. So a few more days to your PSA. He's like, all right, don't worry about it. He's like, no, but your PSA. It went up since last October. It's like, all right, well, you know, it doesn't run in my family. But your PSA, Joe, prostate cancer, PSA. Is it hereditary? I'm going to Google it. Okay, I'm going to look this up. Okay. Oops. Guess what? I found an article about how Jackie Goldschneider is a total asshole. Whoops. Is that the same as a PSA? Here's a PSA. Jackie Goldschneider sucks. The more you know.
Yeah, let me Google prostate cancer. Worse than prostate cancer. Jackie's picture came up here. Worse than prostate cancer. Okay.
So she's saying that, like, you know, they've been waiting for the results for his PSA and she's really stressed and he, like, doesn't even care. But she's just like, nah, I'm just like, I gotta call the doctor. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, I'm gonna call the doctor right now. I'm calling the doctor. So, either way, she's freaking out and he's like, it's fine. It's totally fine. So then we cut over back to Danielle's house and she's putting up decorations because, of course, she's this person who, like, when there's a new season, she has a whole box of decorations for her house. She's, like, filling up a lantern with little pumpkins. She's got garlands. She's got all the cornucopias, all that bullshit.
Yeah. So he's like, are you excited for the bougie kids? And she's like, yeah. And I guess that was surreal to think about the first time the product came in the door. Like, what was she? Like, 18 months old? You remember those nights at 3 a.m. on YouTube learning how to code? Remember that? We was coding the website, and now look at us. Hey, welcome to my rebrand. Yeah. 10 parties in 2 weeks. Who would have thunk it?
I love that, like, the milestone for this brand is that she coded a website, not that she, you know, designed clothes. She's like, oh, yeah.
God, remember? Way, remember when I
coding lived? Websites from YouTube videos was literally like 10 years ago. How long has she been trying to get a website?
Was this like 1999? Like, she's entering raw HTML? Girl.
We've literally both been there. And it's been a long time. Find a WordPress, girl. Even that's old. The kids out there right now are like, what the hell's a WordPress?
I know.
And even that's old, but girl.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me, I know all too well. So Danielle is like,
yeah, I'm hosting a relaunch party in a couple of days because I want to celebrate all the changes that we made this past year.
Okay, it's not a relaunch because no one knew what the launch was in the first place. Okay, like, it's just your launch. You have to have, like, launched something. You have to send something a little bit up into the atmosphere before you can do a relaunch. But, like, your space shuttle's just been on that pad, okay, for
but
a long
time.
But
not this stuff. Please don't send any of this stuff into the atmosphere because none of this is biodegradable. Like, this is just all rayon. Like, please don't.
Launch it and send it directly to the sun and let it incinerate up and never and be turned back into solar energy, into a beautiful, you know, actually, I was going to say, have it turned into a beautiful northern lights like Aurora Borealis. But, you know, with Danielle, just our luck, her Aurora Borealis would be the most disgusting Aurora Borealis we've ever seen. Like, suddenly everyone in Sweden's like, why is the sky pink and full of glitter? Disgusting.
Disgusting. Yeah, I was going to say, you throw that into the sun, it's going to, like, cause holes in the ozone layer and, like, leopard print, you know, leopard print spots. No, thanks. Yeah, she just needs to stop.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Keke Palmer, your favorite quadruple threat actor, singer, dancer, and my new role, podcaster. My podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, is blowing up, y'all, because every episode I bring on an icon. Like when John Stamos and I talked about internet trolls hating on Disney adults, or when Jordan Peele explained why we love scary movies, even though the world is already creepy as fuck. Tune in to learn a little and laugh a lot, because your girl keeps it real. Listen on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? Follow Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So, she's like, yeah, you know, this is the grand finale, because, you know, after I have Fashion Week, and then I get a party, now I got this, I mean, come on, you need to have a grand finale.
Please, please, some of us, throw it a funeral. Let's go that far.
Yeah, because we know this is not the grand finale, and we know it's going to come up a million times. You're going to hand out gift bags. Well, I was going to say, you're going to hand out gift bags at the reunion, but there is no reunion. Just, yeah, let it die. Let's just, like, bury it in the ground and never speak of it ever again.
So she has an enabler friend. What Danielle does is she surrounds herself with an enabler. She's got Nate, who tells her, after she just clocked somebody upside the head with the glass... with a plastic cup, rather, at a party, who's like, yeah, she deserved it, hon. She's also got another enabler named Kayla. I believe her name
it's
is
Kayla.
Who she comes up with these ideas, like, you know what I want? Pink. I want pink everywhere. I want to be bougie. Bougie kids. And then Kayla actually makes these insane ramblings happen. Please stop. Just everybody stop. You know what happened? How come I have to pay for, like, a plastic grocery bag to save the earth, but these people are allowed to just roam around putting whatever it is that they're doing. They're spray painting things. They're putting litter on children who are already litter. I mean,
I mean, listen, I'm not gonna fight on that. You know, humans can have human litter. It does happen. There's a reason why they're called litters. Like, you know, when a cat has too many cats, you call it a litter of cats. The hamsters, it's their litter. Guess what? We have litters too.
Yeah. So, littering litters. So, it's a cycle, guys. Okay. So then we see a flashback to Valentina's birthday party, and, it's horrifying. And then, they're talking about who she's invited, like who's lucky enough to make it on the list for the third party for bougie
I know, right? Who's lucky to make it on the list for the third launch party for tutus. So, she's, you know, she's like, well, I think it goes without saying that Jennifer is no longer coming. And she's like, she made fun of me, talked about my character, and I let it slide a lot. But then she threw some shit about me, about Dog and Melissa, and I don't know. This is another level. This is crazy. That was lethal. Lethal.
Lethal. Yeah, I love when someone's like, how dare they fuck with my reputation after she just got into a physical fight.
Right.
Literally last night, you know. So she
said, and, you know, it's just a calculator. For what? I can't even think. It's just the reason, you know. But at the housewarming, she brought up Lena. This girl just has an issue with me because she got kicked out of a VIP lounge. Like, come on.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, she's like, you know, back where I'm from, we say when, you know, she pushed me and she said, get out of my face. Where I'm from, we say she yoked me. She yoked me. You okay? And it made every hair in the back of my neck stand up, and I was in complete self-defense mode.
So then I have always heard yoked as being like, wow, she's really yoked. Like, she looks really good.
I always thought yoked meant like you were really like buff, like you were so muscly, your muscles looked like yokes that you would attach an oxen to. Attach, you know, like you're so strong, you look like I could attach two oxen to you and you could haul a wagon. I just always thought that's what that meant.
What does it mean if someone is yoked? I'm asking Google. Having well-defined muscles, very muscular. Yeah, you're right. That's what it says. What does it mean?
I don't know if my etymology is correct. Yeah,
well, I mean, it's in dictionary.com. Okay. And formal, something that connects two things or people, usually in a way that unfairly limits freedom, the yoke of marriage.
Right, right. Yeah. That's more of the oxen. That's where my etymology works better. That is like, you know, the oxen just want to be free, but you put them on a yoke and they've got to pull them a wagon. So it's kind of like ball and chain, you know?
I guess. Okay. But I liked yours better. I think that's how I've heard it, like muscular then, I guess. So anyway, she got yoked. Okay, so Nate, of course, is like, yeah, get a baby. Wait, where am I? So now, again, I feel tricked because I'm watching this and I believe everything Danielle's saying, that everything's innocent. She just didn't want to bring this Laura girl because obviously Jen and Teresa are trying to be messy. And the second she decided she wasn't going to be messy with them, they turned on her and now are doing their best to make her look stupid. But then when Jen says everything that Jen says, I believe Jen too, even though I should know better. I mean, I've watched this show. But does Jen lie or does she exaggerate? Like, what's the deal here, Ben? I've seen every episode of Jen Aiden, and I still can't figure it out.
I think she's an exaggerator. Well, she is. Jen Aiden is of the school of, like, she just has her own reality. So I don't think that she lies. I think she hears things the way she hears them. She misinterprets. She's of the Brandy Glanville school, and there's many of these housewives out there that just sort of hear things in a certain way. I'm trying to think of other examples. Maybe Leah McSweeney, if I remember correctly. But, you know, every now and then, there are just these housewives that hear things.
Well, I think Brandy's a straight-up liar, though.
That's yeah, she thing. At this like, point.
I don't think Brandy innocently. I think Brandy just makes shit up and lies. So is that what Jen's doing, do you think?
I don't. Well, I think that Jen is. Well, what did Jen say? What was Jen's side of this again? And then I guess
we'll get to it. I guess we'll get to it.
I'm going to put a pin in it, and then. And then after we get to what she says, then I'll say if she's lying or not.
Okay.
I need to see her evidence.
Let me see. Where am I here? I would have called, that's Dolores. Whoa, we're not in Dolores territory yet, Ronnie. Calm down, Ronnie. Calm
down. We're on page five.
Down.
Page five, Jen. Okay, 5 of 33.
So, yeah, she's like, she talks about my character.
Okay. So she's like, yeah. So Jen's like, you know, before my charity event, I learned that Lynn and Jen wanted to bring Laura with them. Oh, no, that's Danielle who says that. So Jen's like, so Laura was telling me, Margaret told her that someone saw Melissa making out with another. So that's why nobody wants this Laura chick around, because she tried to spread all this nasty stuff, right? So then Danielle says, when I found out that they were trying to bring Laura, I called Jen and I said, what are you fucking out of your mind bringing this girl to this party, right? So when we see flashback to 4 days ago at the housewarming party, Jen is very upset that Laura was kicked out of the VIP lounge. And we see Jen saying, yeah, I was upset about the Laura thing. And I was like, you don't even want her there, okay? Like, just please stop yelling at me, please. I can't take any more yelling.
Yeah. And then Danielle's like, I guess, you know, Jen got mad because she thought I was picking a side. And like, who fucking knows? But like, so maybe like by me not playing dirty, like Jen thought she had no use for me anymore. So she started talking about my character.
Yeah. And so she didn't want to hurt Margaret and Melissa by bringing this Laura chick. So now Jen's mad at her. And I agree, right? That
yeah,
sounds
at this point,
nuts.
I'm very much on Danielle's side about this. And honestly, I was on Danielle's side last week, too. I'm not going to lie. I've been on Danielle's side through this entire process.
Yeah, so far I am. But then the stuff Jen says sounds true as well. So because I would believe that coming from Danielle, because Danielle does have a gigantic head for a second season housewife, you know, like she is gigantic. So I do kind of believe what Jen is saying, too. I just don't know. But we'll get to that in a minute. This is another thing that gives Danielle very little credibility, which is it's yet another family member she's not talking to when the conversation moves over to her dad. And Nate's like, you know, I think we should invite your dad. And
she's
like, well, you know, I'm sick of my dad. She's my brother's side, but, you know, he's had to miss too many things. And missing this, that's a big one. It's only 10 bougie parties. He's got to be able to come to one. I mean, I'm not a complete fucking monster.
Yeah, I think that she wants him to come to this because it'll be like the grand finale. It's like, I wonder, is she trying to produce her own season here where it's like, this is going to be like the climax of my storyline. My dad's going to come. We're going to tie this all up with a nice little bow. He's going to put his fist in his mouth and cry. Oh, the tutu. It's so beautiful. Danielle, it's so beautiful. So I think there's a part of me that feels like that's her grand plan. But then it doesn't totally make sense because they haven't even gone on their vacation yet. But knowing Danielle, she would think that she could have the season finale before there's even a vacation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I mean, who even knows how long they've been shooting at this point? Because this is episode 9. So that's, you know, it's pretty.
Vacation's coming up soon.
They could make a whole season out of this. You know?
Mid-season trailer yet, which is wild.
Yeah.
They were this deep.
So then we go over to Paulie and Dolores. Guess what Dolores is doing, just like every other cast member on this show? Cleaning up some animal pee.
Oh, my God, dog. You're going to get pinched. Okay, keep on walking, dog. Paulie finds out that you just peed. Oh, God, you just peed on Paulie. Dog, what's wrong with you?
What's up there? Oh, God, Paul, I'm so tired. But you know what? I don't think I'm going to be sitting on this couch doing stuff much longer, because now I've got an office.
It's like, yeah, I was just there. It looks good. So guess what, America? I accepted the offer to help run Paul's electrical company. This is a huge deal for me because I'm scared of new things like electricity. I didn't even know we had it all this time.
You know, things I just figure come from prayer.
You know, when Paul said, "Will you join my electric company?" I said, "Paul, I haven't watched that show in years. How am I supposed to be on it?" He goes, "No, don't be on electric company. Be in my electric company." I said, "Okay, I can do that. Can I still sing songs?" He said, "You know what? Let's table the songs." I said, "You know what? I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to embrace new things, Paul. So I'm involved."
By the way, Paul, when I say electric company, I really mean brothel. Can't wait to go to your brothel. I mean, that whole rumor about Paul running brothels, this electric company does not make sense. Are we all just... I love that in Jersey, we watch Jersey and we just pretend this is all making sense. The fandom's just eating it up. Like, oh, yeah, Loris is going to go work for an electric company. No, she's not. I believe the brothel rumor is over the fact that he's just starting an electric company. I don't believe it. I'm sorry, okay? This is Jersey. I don't believe it. I want to know what the truth is.
Well, I should have called in today. Because that's how tired I am. I should have called in. He goes, oh, Tundra.
Well, maybe you should call out. That's what we call it here in America. Calling out, not calling in. What do you say? Calling in or calling out? I call in.
I thought it was like, I'm calling in sick. I'm going to call
in
sick.
I'm calling in to stay out? I'm out.
I'm going to call in sick.
I'm calling in to call out.
Honestly, I think that Paulie's incorrect here. I'm calling out. No, it's like... You don't want to call out something. You don't want to have your company called out, especially when it's revealed to be a brothel. Countess Luann undercover discovery. But I think it's called in. I called in sick. I called in
That's
late.
That's what I've always said.
I've always called in. Yeah.
Well, I don't like him coming from some other country and telling us what our sayings are. Okay?
Not when July 4th is this week. Not in America week. Not when Love Island USA is airing.
When you call someone out, you issue a direct challenge to something they've said or done, usually in public with the intent of exposing the person's wrongdoing to others, in which case you will get a glass upside the head. Okay? So Jen called out Danielle. Danielle crashed a plastic cup on the side of her head. Okay? That's what calling out is. Calling out does not generally feature patient, empathetic dialogue with a trusted person. Okay, so what is calling out? Do you call in to work or call out? While call out can also be used, it may have different connotation in some industries. In some cases, call out can imply the act of reporting an absence in a more urgent or unplanned situation, such as last minute emergency. Okay,
I've literally never heard of someone calling out sick. I just don't hear it. I don't hear it.
It doesn't make any sense.
But you know what, though? When I moved to California, like growing up, when people talked about smoking weed, they would say, I'm going to smoke up. But here in California, they say smoking out. So, you know, like.
No, you smoke up.
Right. You smoke up.
When you're smoking, you smoke up. Or if I'm like, hey, Ben, let's smoke up. But then if you don't have any weed and I'm like, Ben, you should come over, I'll smoke you out. Oh. Does that make sense?
I didn't even know there was a variable context for saying those
yeah,
those
phrases. Or like, let's say you were stalking me and you were hiding in my house,
yeah,
and I knew you were in there
again.
You wouldn't answer me when I called, so then I started the living room on fire to smoke you out.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah,
that would understand that.
That's a different
but
one.
That's. Don't you feel like there's a better way to get me out of the house though than starting your house on fire? You're like, I think Ben's stalking me.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my god. They're starting to play Settlers of Catan on the cul-de-sac.
I'd be like, excuse me. You know, you hear like a chair move. I crawl out from under the bed. That's 100%
like,
how
hey,
you get.
I think they're watching Love Island while they play Settlers of Catan on on the cul-de-sac while they're eating street waffles. It's crazy.
You're like a bump, 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 bump. It's me going down the stairs.
See a little Ben flailing all the way. lightning version of Ben.
Well, I was going to stalk today, but it turns out there's some board games and Love Island happening with street waffles. Amazing.
Why that guy walking so slowly down the street?
He's running, Teresa. Stop blinking.
So, anyway, Dolores, she's like, well, I got to call out in. Because, you know, he's like, well, what would you have said if you did that? She goes, well, I would have said, hi, I can't make it in today. I had a very late night. My friends beat each other up and I'm just tired. I'm emotionally drained. Also, I literally flew to Tulum. That's what it felt like. It was a beautiful party. I was like, I was transported to another country. I can't come in today.
By the way, last week when Teresa's like, we're going to have a hedonism party. And then Danielle was trying to explain what hedonism is. And we were like, this woman's a complete moron. What she meant was there's actually a resort, I guess, in Tulum called hedonism or something like that. And of course, I learned this from comments. So I'm not sure if that's correct or not. No, but I learned this from reading comments.
I saw that comment, too. And here's where I rebuke it. Because someone said, do you know what hedonism means? The definition on if there's a place called hedonism, you say, oh, isn't there a resort called hedonism? You don't say, oh, hedonism means, and then describe a resort as the definition of a word. I'm sorry. I rebuke it.
I know, but it's like trying to piece together Jersey English. It's like a different word. It is like watching International Housewives sometimes. And I don't mean because of Italian. I don't mean that way. I mean just Jersey. Mm-hmm. Specifically Jersey.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they saying? What are they talking about? Like that a couple of weeks ago, I already corrected this, but I want to correct it again because people keep bringing it up to me. A few weeks ago, when Teresa kept saying Fugazi, Fugazi, we got a comment saying she's pronouncing it that way because she's calling him gay because of the dildos in the ass. I repeated that comment. I said it was a comment. It's not true. Apparently, people say Fugazi. So I just want to say again, I'm not calling her, you know, a gay basher or whatever. But that's one of those things that I'm talking about because I watched a YouTube video of a guy saying, Fugazi, Fugazi, if I'm from Italian, I teach you how to say Italian words, Fugazi. So I just don't know. And it's always like taking a class watching this show. And I just wanted to say, guys, I'm learning, okay? My ears are open.
I am so glad for that growth. And I think that we're really exploring so many. We're really focused on language today. Yoke. Hedonism, calling in, calling out. I mean, really, you know, you come for the recap, but you stay for the linguistics. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't even know. This isn't even linguistics. This is just language skills.
This is grunt mystics. You're just trying to figure out grunts at some point. It's like always trying to figure out Teresa's saying when she does that sling blade thing where, you know how she'll talk? She'll be like, yeah, and then I'm like, eh.
That's when her typewriter reaches the end of the line and has to go back and start a new line.
It's just like a little noise that will come out of Teresa every once in a while.
Sling blade. What was the thing that he would say in Sling Blade?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't he say? Yeah. Okay, so versus calling out is where we are. So she's like, yeah, you know, I'm tired, but I texted the girls. I checked in, and I'm curious if Melissa and Margaret even know what happened at that party, because it's literally insane. We're going to see him at the wedding.
Do Melissa and Margaret even know? Are you kidding me? Of course they know. First of all, they're friends I'm sure their friends on production told them. And second of all, I mean, what? Serena Tenafly suddenly stops spreading gossip the moment she goes to sleep. Of course, I heard everything. It was all over the Tenafly morning news. Okay, I turned it on and said, hello, welcome to the Tenafly morning news. Last night, Danielle Cabral smashed a plastic cup against Jennifer Aiden, that slut's neck. More news coming up in 5. Now it's time for the weather with Joe. Joe, what's the weather?
What happened at that party? Let me tell you. Joe's PSA was high, so we went in and we got an X-ray. You look at the X-ray, the colon is smashing a plastic glass up against the prostate. Okay?
That's how much I know about what went on.
All right, Serena, hold on 1 second. Joe is here with the weather update. Okay, Joe. Okay, this is why I tell you what to wear, because you're wearing a green shirt. Guess what happens when we wear a green shirt on a green background? Yeah, congratulations. You're doing the weather report with a floating head. Way to go, Joe. Okay, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, Tenafly.
Sorry, Tenafly. So Dolores is like, wow, last night got really ugly. I mean, that was a disaster. It was a disaster, Paul. Oh, hold on 1 second. Rachel's calling me. Hello, gorgeous Rachel Fuda face.
Hi. Hi, cutie. How's it going? That was my impersonation of Rachel being bereft and exhausted from drama.
Rachel is...
Hi, cutie. You look exhausted.
Rachel is exhausting me. Okay, so she's... I don't know. This is so mean to even laugh at it. But it's just such a housewife thing to say. Because she goes, you look exhausted. And Dolores is like, you don't look exhausted. And you're full face and makeup. What are you doing? And she goes, I'm hosting an event for the Arthritis Foundation. That made me laugh. Because housewives usually comes up with such silly things. And I know that arthritis is real. Please do not write me and tell me how real arthritis is. I get that it's real. And I feel guilty for even laughing, but I did. Just how Rachel says everything. I don't know how she can make everything sound like this, but she does. She's like, I'm hosting an event for the Arthritis Foundation. I laugh everything she says. Why?
Because she's funny, because she's very serious about everything. I'm doing a support group for kids with arthritis. Oh, well, that's very nice. And say hi to Arthritis for me. I will do that. So,
one
Rachel,
of my friends and I, we met at arthritis camp as a child. I was like, why? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you making me?
Arthritis camp. It's a good cause. It's good. These kids have rheumatoid arthritis, and it sucks. And now they're
It does suck. It's just Rachel has just such a dramatic way about her. Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, also, just, I feel it like it's not called arthritis camp. Is it really called arthritis camp? It's probably called sunrise.
I think that's what it is. Like, I've never heard of arthritis camp or whatever, you know. But yeah, that's her thing. So she's going to arthritis. She's doing this thing kids with arthritis. And there's something.
Yeah, they have JA camps, juvenile arthritis camps.
Oh, yeah, see?
It's to me, what's amusing about it is that, like, I would think it would have a name. Like, we met at, you know, Horizons, which was a camp for kids with juvenile arthritis. Not like I went to arthritis camp. Because it sounds like you go there to explore, you know, like, arthritis activities and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, what do you do at arthritis camp? You know, I don't know. It's not like I'm trying to think of things you just don't have to move your because you have arthritis in different places, right? It's like we went to arthritis camp, but we had to do it in places where it never rains because we didn't want anyone's knees to seize up. Because
I think juvenile arthritis is different than that kind of arthritis. I feel like juvenile arthritis, it's more of like a. It's an autoimmune disease, and so it's more debilitating or just a different kind of debilitation, whereas like the arthritis that we think of with like you feel it in your knuckles and stuff just comes from like wear and tear in your cartilage.
I think of my meemaw being like, it's going to rain. And people are like, why, meemaw? My elbow's seizing, you know? So I just think of kids being like, it's going to rain, my elbow's seizing. But I know it's a lot deeper than that. I don't know. It's just Rachel's just so self-serious about every little thing. Like, usually housewives are, there's just so much fun. And Rachel's just so self-serious about every fucking thing. It's not that I don't think arthritis camp is real. Okay. Anyway.
Dig ourselves out of the arthritis camp hole.
Sorry.
We've gotten to a lot of holes. We've definitely put ourselves into a lot of holes in this podcast over 12 years. I did not expect arthritis camp to be one of them.
An arthritis hole.
Like how do...
Yeah. It's just an extra special feeling of guilt because, like, I know it's a real thing and they're children, you know, so I don't want to make fun of that. It's just that Rachel, just everything she says is like, whoa. I have arthritis camp. I'm like, oh, of course you do. Of course. Can you have one episode where you just have fun? Have we ever seen her have fun in one fucking episode? It's like, Jesus Christ, go to a mall. You know what I mean? Like, you went from that episode to arthritis camp the very next day. Like, lighten up, lady. Go do something fun with your life, okay? Okay, and I'm not taking it back.
Commercials. Here comes one right now. Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions,
if you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second,
then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother. A mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
So then she's talking about it, and Dolores is like, oh, that's nice. She goes, yeah, it's very important. And she goes, oh, that's great. Arthritis camp. Love that for you. She's like, well, let me tell you something else about arthritis. It hurts. She's like, I got it, Rachel. It hurts bad. And you know who it hurts the most? The children. Dolores is like, oh, for fuck's sake. All right, fine. I'm opening a brothel. You got it out of me.
Hold on. I'm going to call out of this phone call. So,
is it an arthritic brothel? Yes or no? Like, oh, for Christ's sake. So, can we not talk about arthritis? I'm busy, okay? I gotta go check on the Gila monsters made out of focaccia. I'll be back.
You know what? It's so disappointing. There's so much nonsense going on with this group of women, and I'm so grateful that I'm here at arthritis camp, devoting my time and energy to something that's really meaningful. And you know what? Juvenile arthritis is rare, but it's hard to find people that understand how you feel. And she's basically saying she's actually not at arthritis camp right now. She's at a support group for kids with juvenile arthritis. And she's saying, like, you know what? We fight about such stupid things, and there's, like, more important things to think about in life, which is why I'm not going to show any sort of perspective whatsoever for the rest of this episode. I'm not going to take away any lessons from this. I'm not going to say, why am I having a fight with Teresa Giudice over this stupid comment? I should just move on. Instead, she's just going to keep on going doing what she's been doing all season.
Yeah. So Rachel's like, well, you know, they start talking about the fight, right? And she's like, so Jennifer pushed Danielle? Why? Why does she do that? Dolores is like, because Jennifer was questioning Danielle's integrity as a friend, and then all hell broke loose. Okay, mm-hmm. I was watching it from a distance because I didn't want to get in the fight because it had to do with extensions. And I'm currently wearing the extensions of the girl that they were fighting about, and that's just bad manners. Listen, if I drive with you or I'm wearing your extensions, I'm not going against you. It's how we do it where I'm from.
Okay, Dolores. Well, I got to go inside and set up. But yeah, thanks for gossip. She goes, yeah, well, good for you. I'm very proud of you, little Rachel Fuda. She goes, yeah, thanks, little Dolo. Don't ever call me little Dolo again. Where I'm from,
fucking
that's like
you.
Calling someone a slob. And where I'm from, calling someone a slob, that's like calling someone the C-word. And where I'm from, calling someone the C-word, actually, it's kind of like just saying hello.
It's nice, actually.
It's actually very nice.
We've circled back into polite society again. You never know how the phone call's going to end.
Yeah. All right. See you later, you little C-word.
Hey. So then inside Rachel's event, so then we go there, and then it just keeps going. That's what I'm talking
it's
about.
Nice.
Like, okay, that's
nice
that's over
scene.
Now.
Yeah, it's a nice scene. These poor kids.
And the kids are cute and stuff.
Yeah.
So then we go to Cedar Lakes Estate, which is the wedding. So
Port Jervis, New York. Finally, Port Jervis lands on the map of the Real Housewives.
Is that an exciting place for you?
Yeah, Port Jervis is it's pretty much where, like, New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York come together. It's very exciting. It's just a real exciting place in America.
Sounds like it. Jervis.
Yeah, I used to have to drive by it when I would go visit my brother when he lived in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So, yeah. you know, have you ever had an anecdote that, like, literally goes nowhere? That's what my Port Jervis anecdote is. Driving by Port Jervis.
That anecdote had the personality there. Of Jervis.
I remember one time. Okay, I have an anecdote.
Like,
there.
Listen,
This anecdote is like Jervis. You just pass by it to get to your brother. Okay.
I remember one time when I was 18, I stopped at the gas station there to get gas, and I bought a Penthouse magazine because I was like, ooh, I could buy porn. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm in Port Jervis. No one knows me here. No one will see me buying a porno. So I bought a Penthouse, and then I looked at it in the car, and then I threw it out. I was like, no one shall ever know. All evidence has been erased that I ever, me, Ben Mandelker, bought a pornographic magazine in Port Jervis.
Wow. Did your brother have to ride in that car after? Because that's well, awkward. Hey, why does it smell weird in here?
There was no naughty business. It was just purely looking. I was like,
Who does that? Who looks at porn just to like flip through it and throw it away? That's such a waste. Like you didn't even.
I didn't really know the full range of activities that could go along with a porno magazine.
You were old enough to drive to Port Jervis and buy a Penthouse. You were old enough.
Yeah,
to know
but I was like, I was already like, terrified.
Jervis is half the word.
I was already terrified enough that I had bought a Penthouse magazine because I was like, honestly, I was like, are there gonna be penises in here? Are there gonna be penises? Because I was not gonna buy a Playgirl.
Even bought a Penthouse. That's crazy. I used to go to the bank that my meemaw worked at and steal them from the.
Well, that's no way to live your life. You can't go. You just can't. Yes.
It was very exciting because I went to Catholic school at the time. Okay, my meemaw worked downtown at the bank. And I went to Catholic school at Cathedral High School up the street. And I didn't like going to gym class, so I would walk to Meemaw's bank, and then I would go steal dirty magazines from the gift shop downstairs.
But like, why was there? But why? But wait, question: Why was there dirty magazines at the bank?
Because it was a bank office, you know, like the offices sperm bank? Of the bank. So it was like a huge building in downtown El Paso. So
got it.
There, she was on like the top two floors, but then there were other offices and stuff, and there was a big gift shop with a magazine store.
Because I was gonna say, like, the worst place you could try to steal something from is a bank. Like that's just a bad idea. But now that I know that it was just in the lobby of the building where there was a bank,
you know.
So you just shoplifted.
All the time. It felt so good because I was like at Catholic school, and then my meemaw was also very religious, and so she was always trying to like spank into us Jesus, you know, like she was a very fire and brimstone kind of Christian. Like I used to have to go stay at her house on the weekends so I could go to Jesus Chapel, which was their church, and my mom would ship me off, so I would have to go there with my cousin Matt. And so, yeah, I like loved committing sin. I was like, this is amazing. I'm ditching Catholic school and stealing from the ultimate Christian's work. Well, I felt so like.
Well, I refuse to be. I refuse to be shamed by you for not jerking off in the parking lot in Port Jervis.
Listen,
by you, a common criminal.
I am a common criminal, but listen, I came. You know what I mean? So, like, who's the real winner here?
It was too much. Like I was already like violating the rules of best little boy in the world by just buying a Penthouse. The thought of actually jerking off. I wasn't gonna jerk off in my car. I don't
Why
do that.
Not?
That's not where I jerk off.
Oh come on!
Especially as an 18 year old. Port Jervis.
I jerked off in my meemaw's bank. I mean.
Well, maybe if the bank was in Port Jervis, you would have thought twice. It's a classy place.
Oh my God, you guys, we've just alienated the whole audience. By the way, we were just trying to get past children's arthritis, and now look at where we are.
This is why we should stay in the arthritis hole, because if we're out of the arthritis hole, who knows where we're going to wind up to talk about. What sort of craven tales are going to come from the lobby of a Texas bank or a parking lot in Port Jervis?
Well, how would that story have ended if I had childhood arthritis? You know what I'm saying? Completely differently. Let's move past that. Let's
may
go
have
to
ended seat. Better. May have been better if your hands weren't so active.
All right, Cedar Lakes Estate. So it's the gay eyebrows wedding. Okay. So Nick's like, Father Joe, how are we doing? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm a little nervous because, you know, like, it's so special. You know, this means so much to me. This really means so much to me. You know, not that I'm never chosen by gay guys, because I'm literally always chosen by gay guys. But seriously.
Like, can I tell you something, though, Uncle Joe? The reason I asked you to marry us, it's like you breathe love. You breathe love. Also, smells a little bit like whiskey, too, I'm not going to lie. But love and whiskey, it's nice. It sort of smells a little bit like drywall too. A little bit of drywall, you know, and some pasta. What have you been eating?
Listen, you know what? You know what, Uncle Joe? Here's the reason I wanted you to marry us. I hate going to Home Depot and you's banned from there. It's perfect. We'll never have to go to Home Depot together. He's like, that's so romantic. I love you guys. And Melissa's like, oh my God, guys, don't make me cry. I just put my makeup on.
You know what? Nick and Mike are such a great example of true love. They both really struggled coming out. Nick was nervous to tell all the men in my family. And Mike's family didn't come today because, you know, he once was arrested for jerking off in a parking lot in Port Jervis. So it's just a great example for my kids is to see what love is. That love is love.
And Mike's family's not coming because they don't accept that he's gay. So fuck you, Mike's family.
Stupid. Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to ditch the wedding, you should ditch it because Melissa's going to be there, not because of gay people.
Oh, I wonder if Melissa's sister is going to be there.
Of course they're going to be there, both.
No, not that one. The one, that might be out there somewhere that she's not sure exists, but she's pretty sure she might exist somewhere.
The psychic told her that she needed a storyline, so she came up with a missing sister, kind of.
Hey, here comes the bride and here comes the other bride. Just kidding, they're both guys. Hey, this is Joe Gorga here to officiate your wedding. I just want to say for all the gays, your parting gift favor is I'm going to text you a pic of my dick later on. You're welcome in advance. Okay, to my cousins, my best friends, I love you both. When I met you, I left you and said, look at these two gay guys, am I right? Oh, no. Actually, what I said was, wow, look at this guy. He's a good-looking guy. I bet you're really, like, you know, doing good with the ladies, huh? Like, how you getting it in? Getting in the penis into vagina, isn't that right? Every Friday night, penis goes into vagina. You secrete your semen, your poison right into her vagina because that's what men do. Am I right?
And I was like, how's the ladies, huh? You must be knocking them dead, huh? Isn't that crazy? I said that to a gay guy, huh? They don't have sex with women. That's a joke. You guys gonna laugh at it? I get this degree for nothing on college, huh? Anyone? Right. All right.
Yeah, I had no idea I was keeping this burden on you. I had no idea that all this time I could have just been showing you my dick and you could have been getting off on it. Man, what a waste.
And then one day, you came out to me. And I said, what'd you say? I got my dick in your mouth. I can't hear you talking. You took it out. You said, I'm gay. I said, I ain't gay. I ain't dating you.
Right? And then I hugged you. And I don't know if it was you, if it was me, but one of us was hard down there. I don't know what was going on, but it was good.
Here's the point. Thank you so much for this opportunity to say gay a lot. This is so gay. Am I right? These are two guys getting married. This is fucking crazy. I can't wait to see the top of your cake. No pun intended. Am I right? It was like the only top in this wedding. Am I right?
You know what? It was just a beautiful moment, America. When I met Mike, we really connected. And he, like, doesn't even have a family, okay? So they wouldn't even find out that I was boning him so much. And it makes me think that my sister and I said, wow, she's not going to be at my kids' weddings. I'm not going to be at their weddings. I'm not going to be there. He's not going to be there. She won't be here. I won't be there. Who's going to be there? I don't know. But you know what I know? It's no way for a family to act. So that's why, from this moment on, I pledge to still keep not talking to have my family.
I know. It's like, this is a very touching speech about how you're never, ever going to forgive your family.
I know.
Wow. He's like, by the power invested in me, by the state of New York, I now pronounce you pizza oven and pizza oven. Who stole my fucking pizza oven? Am I right? Just kidding, guys. They're gay. Just clap. All right.
Hey, baby, let's go to my house, okay? Welcome back. I'm having Teresa and Jen Fessel over, okay? And Biscuits barking as they walk into my house and scene.
So Teresa comes over. She goes, yeah, Biscuit, we can hear you. And I was like, I thought I was the only person who heard Biscuits. I've had that ability since I was a child. Every time I walk past a Biscuit, they're like, Ronnie, jerk off on me in a pink. I'm like, I love you, Biscuits. I love Biscuits.
Just cut to Ronnie in a Port Jervis parking lot looking at a magazine of Biscuits.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with us today.
It's because we're stressed. So Teresa's like, We've had a lot of malfunctions this morning, America. This is what you need to know.
It's been a rough morning over here, guys.
It's been a rough morning. Things have gone wrong in so many different ways, and now we're just Looney Tunes. So maybe we should just have more chaotic mornings. Biscuits.
Okay, so they're talking about Biscuit. Okay, so Jennifer Aiden. Okay, so Fessler comes over. And she's like, oh, what are we having? Chicken salad? I'm going to have some chicken salad because I'm never going to have this in my house. Am I right? Hilarious. Now, more importantly, Jennifer Aiden, how are you, Jennifer Aiden, after that fight last night? How are you? Tell me everything.
I'm fine, baby. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
And Teresa's like,
I'm sorry that that happened at my house. I'm in Tulum. Blink, 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 blink. I feel really bad.
That was some serious hedonisticism.
I think initially, baby, I was in shock. Shock over it, baby.
And she's Teresa. I don't know how I missed that. I missed it too. I didn't see a thing. Not one single thing.
Let you crush a friggin' drink on my head, girl. The cup was broken. It was broken, baby. Yeah, but she's saying that you pushed it at first. Did you push her hard? Like, show me how you pushed her. Show me.
And then so she stands up and she gets in Teresa's face and waves her finger around. And Teresa's like,
she was waving a finger? Not like that.
And then guess what she did after that? I just gave her a little push like, hey, you're my best friend. And even though we're fighting, my finger's on your shoulders right now. Show how much I love you. And after I showed her that very loving gesture, she took a plastic cup and slammed it up against my neck, baby.
And then she kind of pushes Teresa and Teresa falls back down. And Teresa goes, that would not be gone. Be quiet. Didn't you just do that to Andy Cohen like 3 seasons ago or 4 seasons ago? You're in no position, ma'am.
My reaction was just to defend myself, okay? And that night, I even felt bad. I felt so bad, Teresa.
And she's like, yeah, but you know what? Like, she said that you stole money from some charities. You don't steal from charities. And she's like, I never said that. I don't even remember. You know, she was just saying she pays back her expenses. And she said, and then I pay myself for my time. And I'm like, did she just say she's paying herself for a charity?
Well, see, that's where I'm like, okay, well, I am on Jen's side then. Because it sounds like something that someone would say, right? Like, after I pay myself back. I mean, logically, I could imagine Danielle saying that, you know?
Okay, so let's say Danielle said it, okay, which would not be the first time some shady business has happened on this show. If Jen and Danielle are friends, I think Jen would say,
you know, baby, just going forward, you really shouldn't be doing that with charities. That's not the way you do charities.
Yeah,
that's, you know, true. That's what you say. But don't forget, this is also on the heels of like three, like Jennifer Aiden's been trying to come for Danielle in like 3 different ways. Like, you wouldn't let the hairdresser into the VIP area, even though the hairdresser was bringing Laura, who fucked up everything. Oh, no. Then like you're trying to take money away from your friend, whatever her bullshit thing was about the hair extension business. That was like clearly Jennifer Aiden just searching for a way to be upset at Danielle about that. So like, even if Danielle said those things and Jennifer Aiden heard that and is reporting it correctly, we all know the context behind this whole thing is just to get Danielle.
Yeah, that's true. And I need to stop being tricked by, even if everything was true and Danielle was shady and she had all these charities and she was paying herself and she was profiting somehow off this chair, even if that was all true, Jen bringing all this stuff up on camera to try and make her look stupid because she wouldn't let a hairdresser into the VIP section. Mm-hmm. It's just not cool. And I think that goes to show you just how much these shows can really fuck your morals when you're just like, but wait a minute. Maybe she's right. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter. That's not even what matters. She's being a total asshole. You know, you can't do shit like that to people that are supposedly your friends.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a 2-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We wanna hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.